Okay, today's daf is Gittin Kedushin daf Samach Aleph. And I apologize for yesterday being a little shorter than usual. I'm just a little bit under the weather, but Bezrat Hashem, Hashem Yazor. Okay, so let's go back to the Mishnah that we started yesterday on Samach Amabes. Samach Amabes says the Mishnah, Amanas Sheyesh Li Beis Kur Afar. The man says, I'm Amanas that married to me on condition that I have a certain amount of dirt, a certain amount of land. So as long as he has, because they're married, and as we'll see in the Gemara, and as Rashi said yesterday, assuming v'yeshlo means there are edim. Amanas yeshli b'makom ploni. If I have land in a specific place, so then v'yeshlo b'osel makom mukudashas. So then if he has in that spot, then fine, they're married. V'yem lav einu mukudashas. Again, you have to fulfill the tonight. You have to fulfill the tonight. If lav einu mukudashas, so by land, if he doesn't have in that spot, are they not married vadai, or are they not married suffik? So the Rambam says, the Rambam seems to say that they're not married even misafik. Because just like we said money yesterday, you always have to be choshesh that somebody has, just like you always have to be choshesh there's land, there's money somewhere in his account, so too with the land. The Rush says no. Well, land is much more recognizable. And if he doesn't have land in this spot, then you check out the spot, and that's it. There's nothing else there, no other possibility that it could be. That's what the Rush quotes the Rambam, and then he says, I disagree. He says, let me just find it. Is it possible? So don't compare this. Because of the Rambam's only quotes the Rambam, but then he says I found the Tosefta like his words, but he says he does not think that the Rambam is correct. So if it's can't find this, then it's not like the case of money. And the third case, Amanas Erech Beis Kur Afar, Amanas that I show you a base kur of dirt. So again, we assume that he meant was of his own. So therefore, Harizim Kudeshes V'Yirena, as long as he shows it, so then they're married. But if he just showed it in a valley, would not belong to him, then they are not married. Next, says the Gemara, V'necha Shema Yeshlo, as we said yesterday, even if he doesn't have a base Kur Afar, and even if there are no Edim, why aren't we Choshesh that he has? V'yotanya, and also there's a Braisa, Chayshina Shema Yeshlo. The Braisa says he has to be Choshesh. So the Gemara answers, Lo Kasha, Ha'bikdushe Vadi, Ha'bikdushe Safik. If he has with Edim, it's Kiddushei Vada. If he doesn't have with Edim, if we're Choshesh, so then it's Kiddushei Safik. Then it's Kiddushei Safik. So again, the Rambam had said that if it's in the spot, so then even if you look and he doesn't have, so then it's still Kiddushei Safik. That was the Chiddush of the Rambam. Lama Lili Mistik Abi Arav, Lama Lili Mistik Abi Zuzei. Why do you have to have the same discussion both by land and by money? So Tzricha, you need both. Di Eshmin and Gabi Zuzei. Because if you only had it by money, Mishum, and only by money you say that if you don't have his Kiddushei Safek, Mishum to Avidi Inish to Mitznei, because people hide their money. It's very possible that it's hidden somewhere, and therefore you don't see it. Aval Ara, Ema, but by land, why don't we say, Ida Islei Ara Kala Islei, right? If there's land, there must be a Kol. Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, you don't say that. So what's the Kamash Malan? What's the Kamash Malan? So, right, yeah, what would you say?
That's Malan's being Russian.
Oh, right, so according to the Rambam, Kamash Malan, you always have to be Choshesh, they're there, and you just didn't, maybe you didn't hear the call. Right, the Rush would say, Kamash Malan, that what? How would the Rush interpret the Kamash Malan? The Rush had said, you might have thought, right, but again, this wasn't talking about this, the one, but Makom Ploni, this was the previous case. So if I just say Kamash Malan, you always have to be Choshesh as a call, or maybe there's this Ara with not such a call, so you have to figure out what exactly the Kamash Malan means. Okay, but the next line is what the Rambam and the Rosh discuss. Amanash yeshli b'makom ploni, yim yeshlo v'chulu, sapshita. Again, isn't it obvious that if there is in that land, there is in that spot, so then it is a marriage, and if not, not. So ma d'tema amar la. No, you might think that he could say to her, ma nafka lamina. Right? What's the difference to you? So I said I have land here, so I have land at a different place. What difference does it make to you? Anat tarach l'maisina, I'll schlep, I'll bother myself and bring you produce or assets from that land, wherever it is. What do you care where it comes from? Kamash Malan, no. The Chiddush is that she can still say, I'm Makpid, and therefore, if it's not in this land that's right here, I am not going to be happy, and therefore, they are not married. They are not married. There is a discussion, Machlokas here, between the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba quotes, what happens? So what does it say here? That he can't say, if he has land at a different place, he can't say that I'll bring it from that place. Why? Because, you know, it's she can be makpida. What if he has landed a different place with the same level of tircha as the one specified in the kiddushin? You're right. He doesn't have land in this spot, but he has landed a different spot on the exact same distance from the house, but on the other side. So the Rashba says, in that case, they're married. They're married. Because what's the whole issue of the Gemara? Because he'll say, I know, it's why should it make a difference to you? But here it doesn't make a difference to him either. Umistavra, says the Rashba, Bidakamar, ano tarachnu umaisina, dafka bishain lo karov kaoso makom, ela rachok mimenu. Only if it's farther. V'hainu k'pedasa. That's her k'peda. T'bavim she wrote to Lanos both t'rachas b'ilucha. Sometimes she wants to be nana from it, and it's too much of a schlep for her to go herself. Avalim yeshla b'makam acher b'karov b'makom kamahu makudashas. But if it's a different place, but it's just a different, if it's the same level of tircha, it works. V'yavvish yisna ima b'feirish amnash yeshla b'makam ploni. Even if you said a b'feirish, why? Because we don't think it's a normal thing to be makbid about. And kvar kasafti lamala sheidam adam masne bedafke el b'mashe derech when adam lahakbid bel. People don't make crazy tanai. We could assume that this was a regular tanai, and therefore she would accept this as long as it's the same level of tircha. The Ron quotes his Rebbe. The Ron quotes the Rashba and says no way. Right? He quotes the Rashba and says, he quotes the Rashba. Oh no, this is the next piece. And let me just find it. If I don't find it, then because of Rashba, he says Elu Dvara Veinu Mechuvarin. So Atznan Amanasha BeBeisi Rachak Ben Amerachak Ben Sakara. Remember the Mishnayos we had earlier? Amanasha, my house is close to the bathhouse, and it's far. Amanasha is far, and then it's close. Either way, we say that it's no good. Meaning she's mocked, but she has different reasons for things. Ein Mekudeshes. Why? Because you never know. V'Afkan Afilum Yishlo B'Makom Acher Karov Mimenu He Cholo Marsha Ritzona Hayalelech Bosel Makom. I wanted the exercise. I wanted this. I like. So there are always many reasons to choose from, and therefore you cannot assume that just because it's closer, it's going to be better. So that's the machlokes between the Rashba and the Ran. The Meiri also has a discussion. What happens if he says, I have money in this spot? That case was not discussed in the Mishnah. It says, I have money, I have land in this spot. But what if he says, if I have money, I'm not sheishli mamon b'makom hazeh? Right, the previous Mishnah had said the case, I'm not going to give you money from now to 30 days. So what happens in that case? So it says the Meiri, he thinks it should not make a difference. I'll read it to you. Im yeshlo, he says, by karka, im yeshlo makom, he says, it's totally on the place. Why? Because people are makbid on land, mitzad chashivas hamakom, o kirvaso, o matzranus, right, who are my neighbors, right, v'shchuna shal bnei adam mahagnin, right, how do they behave? Ubimos mi alo huskar bochilik makomos. The Mishnah doesn't have a case, v'yira why? Shafilu amen la, amanash yish matam makom ploni, v'nimsa shein lo valso makom, he says mekudeshes, kol shabiyadu lahaviyam. As long as he can bring them, because what difference does money make? Money makom ploni, so it must be that's why the Mishnah didn't say that case. Because it doesn't make a difference. Umika makom, but he says if you look in the Rambam, af bezu gedoli amachabrim kasvu she'ini mekudeshes. Sounds like even if he says this spot and he brings it from a different spot, they're not married. Says the Meiri ve'ein nirali. I don't agree. Shimkin, because if that's true, why did the Mishnah mention that case? Lama lohusker kebar rishona. He says the only time I would read the Rambam is if you have money in a different place and you can't get it. If you can't get it, you can't bring it. Because makom kolim she'ein hadavar mezuman lahaviyam kan yirashinim kudeshes. Then I'll agree. But other than that, I think I would not agree with the Rambam. I think that money would be different. Okay, let's continue.
We're assuming that this is all also Tanai Kafel and the other.
Oh, we're assuming all these Mishnayos are Tanai Kafel, so we'll have to get to that. All over Shas, you have Mishnayos with Tanayim. Hardly any of them mention Tanai Kafel. So the question is, as we're going to get to later on today's daf of Tanoim and Shas, right here. Right? So you have to assume that all those Mishnayos, it's like as if it's Eretz Nakafel, they're just being shorthand, or not. Or those Mishnayos are arguing. But we'll see. Says the Gemara, Vayter. Amanas, second to last line. Amanas erech beis kor afar. Amanas that I show you a beis kor of dirt. Tana. Lo niskavna zu el liros bishalo. The kavana is we assume that he wanted to show his. Not I'm going to show you a piece of land that belongs to anybody. Only dafka his. Vimherba bekeinim kudeshes. And he showed her in the valley. Stam somebody's land. It does not work. So pshita. That's obvious. So lo suicha denakat b'dis Torah. Similar to what we said before. Here, it's land that he has ba'arisus. He's a sharecropper. Meaning he was given a piece of land to work, and he's going to get a percentage of the profits. So you might say that's good enough. You might say it's good enough, kamash malan na. Like we had yesterday, be'iska. You were given money to invest, and you might have thought that's good enough. You have some type of share in it. So the answer is kamash malan, that is not good enough for kiddush.
Did we do the previous line?
Did we do the previous line?
I think
we read it.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Last three words. So now the Gemara is about this quote that there are certain halachos buy a piece of land in terms of when you're makdish it. If you're makdish a piece of land, there's a certain amount in the time of Yovel, as we'll see, there's a certain amount that you have to pay for redeeming it. You don't go by its value, you go by a special gezeiras hakasav, how much. So if you're makdish it, so then that's how much you have to pay. If you sell it, the Gemara is going to talk about a different din, whether certain halachas apply to selling or not. There's a difference between makdish and mocher. So what we're going to talk about is what about here by kiddushin. Is it more comparable to hektish, or is it more comparable to mechira? So first the Gemara is going to lay out the two halachas, first by makdish and by mocher. So gabe hektishnan, by hektish, we learned in the Mishnah, in Erechin, hamakdish sadeu b'shas hayovel. If I makdish my field during the time that Yovel is nohig, Tosas points out that there are some girsos that say Bishnas HaYovel. That wouldn't work, because, you know, Bishnas HaYovel, then it wouldn't be sold, because fields go back to the original owner. So, let's say Bishnas HaYovel, meaning during the time that Yovel is noeg, when Bnei Yisrael are al admatam, they're all in their proper nachlus. So if you're makdish your field during the time that Yovel is noeg, so then the halacha is, no saying Bezera Chomer Seorim Chamishim Shekel Kesef. The halacha is that when you pay for a field that was hukdash, you have to give for every chomer seorim, meaning chomer is a kur, every kur that you could plant barley in, right? So you have to pay 50 silver shkalim for that amount of land. And you have to prorate it to Yovel, right? That's how much it is, right? We know by Yovel it all goes back to the gizbar will figure out how much you owe based on how many years are left till Yovel.
So what's he paying?
If you were makdish your field, and now you want to use the field, you want to be podit. You want to be podit the field. So that's why you give the money to the Beis HaMikdash, the money becomes hektish. Right? Let's say I gave my backyard. What's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with my backyard? Right? So therefore, they're going to take the money, and then the field will be mine. So let's say I'm makdish my field. So that's how much I have to pay. That's how much I have to pay for it. So hayunukayim. But let's say there are fissures in the grounds. There are deep holes. Or let's say there are high hills or mountains or rocks sticking out of the ground. So does that area combine in order to make up this Chomer Seorim? Or is that counted separately? Or what's the halacha with that area? So says the Mishnah. Let's say you have clefts, you have fissures, nekayim, holes, 10 tvachim deep, or rocks, 10 tvachim high, ein nimdadin ima. They are not measured with the rest of the property, with the rest of the land. They're not measured with it. Pachos mikan, but less than that, imdadanima, less than 10 tefachim, up or down. So then we say it's measured with the land. So that's the Mishnah. Before we go further, what does it mean, ein imdadanima? So if it's 10 high or 10 below, it's not measured with it. So there are a number of shittas in the Rishon, and what exactly does this mean? If you look in, Tosas quotes Rashi here. Tosas quotes Rashi in the second Tosas. Ein imdadanima, pirish pakutris, lios nigolim bedin chomer saorim. What does it mean, einim dadin, that these high rocks or clefts in the ground are not subject to the same halachas as you have to redeem it for this specific amount, right? This ratio of chomer seorim, chamishim shekel kesef. Aval, I'm sorry, I think I misspoke before. You have to, not that you prorate it to Yovel, that's by mechira, but what you do is, you see how much of the chomer it is, and you just prorate based on 50 shekel kesef is for a whole chomer, so half of that will be 25. That's how you make that ratio. But says Tosas B'Shem Rashi, Einim Dadanimah, by these rocks or clefts, they do not go by this halacha of 50 shekel kesef for every chomer, avaligol b'shavion, they're just nigal for whatever they're worth on the market. Mia kachi, right? They are hektish, but they're not subject to this special gzeiras hakasav. That's what einim dadanimah means, according to Tosas B'Shem Rashi. The Yad Rama here, in the Yad Rama Kiddushin, says, at least has a deya, ein nimdadanimah means it's not hektish. If you're makdish your field, so then the deep holes and the tall rocks, we could assume you were never miskaving for that. You didn't mean that. Yesh mefarshim ela notlan below pidyon. Delav haba mechlal asadaninu. It's not part of it. And you look at some mefarshim, maybe this is the shita of the Rambam. Not 100% clear, but the Rambam in Hilchos Erechin in Perak Dalet just quotes this Mishnah verbatim. Doesn't explain, like you would think other Rishonim would explain. He just says, Imratza, he says, the halacha Yud Gimel, in Dalet Yud Gimel, Kshemodin Eimodin El Makomus HaRu'uyin Lizriya, Hayusham Slum Gavoa Masar HaTvachim, Odukam Alei Maim HaMukim Masar HaTvachim, Einim Dadanima, period. That's what the Rambam says, Einim Dadanima. So it doesn't say, but it is nimdad, and you pay for it based on whatever the market value is. But and look at the lashon of the Tosefta, it says ein mekudashin. So some say the Rambam is based on the Tosefta, that's not hekdesh at all. Either way, it's not 100% clear. But that is the shita of the Yad Ramah Befer. So what is ein nimdad anima? According to Rashi, it means it is not nimdad with the field, you just pay according to its market value. The Yad Ramah, maybe the Rambam, that it is not hekdesh at all. And then the Ritva here has a possibility, maybe it's ein nimdad anima. It goes by the same types of measurements of chamishim shekel kasef for chomer sorim, but you just measure it separately. Maybe that's the pashas of the word in nimdad nima. It's nimdad, but just not with it. You measure 50. You measure a chomer saorim, the kur, based on the land separate from the rocks and the clefts, and you measure the rocks and the clefts separately. Okay, those are three pshat on what in nimdad nima might mean. So let's go back to the Mishnah. So again, if you makdish a field and you're trying to figure out how much you have to pay to redeem it out of hekdish, so then you don't count the tall rocks or the deep clefts in your measuring.
What happens to a hektish field on Yovel?
What happens to a hektish field? What if your makdish is there?
I don't say what's the difference between shas Yovel or not shas Yovel.
B'shas Yovel just means this whole gzeiras hakasuv of paying this amount is only the law at a time when Yovel is knowing. When a time is Yovel is not knowing, then the laws are differently in terms of being makdish field, in terms of it going back. So these special gzeiras hakasuv of not going by market value, but going by this ratio, the Torah says, is only by Shas V'Yovel. There's the Gemara of Avinan Ba, Nehi, and we asked about it. Nehi Tebahadi Arlo Kachi. Fine, with the rest of the land, it does not become hektish. Niktashi Ba'api Nafshaihu should at least be hektish by itself. So the Yad Ramah says, hey, that sounds like my pshat. Right? It sounds like my pshat, because that's it. What is the Gemara asking? Should at least be somewhat hektish. Niktashi Ba'api Nafshaihu. Right? So the Rashi and the Tosafot, they have to work out here how you interpret this line, because they say it is hektish somewhat, it's just not hektish for the rest. So you have to work out how you read that line. But let's continue. And if you want to say, if those items, the rocks and the clefts, are very small, then they're not chashiv anyway, and that's why they don't have regular kedusha. V'raminhu. But what do you mean? Sadeh. We have a brisa that says sadeh. Matam alomer. Why does it say sadeh? L'fisha nemar zera chomer saorim b'chamishim. Because it says you have to pay for a chomer saorim, a certain amount of a field, you have to pay 50. Ainli elo shehikdash be'inyan hazeh. I might think that you only, if you give a field of 50, that's when these laws apply. Minayin l'rabos. How do I know to include even smaller fields? Lesach v'chati lesach. Lesach is half a kur. Chati lesach is a quarter of a kur. Sa'ah, or sa'ah is another amount. Tirkav v'chati tirkav afilu rova minayin. How do I know even much smaller amounts? Also these halachas apply. Tamalom asadim mikol makom? Question mark. So you see, even a small amount goes by these rules. So why shouldn't the rocks and the clefts have the same halacha? So I'm a mark for Barchama. What are we talking about here? We're talking about deep clefts that are filled with water. Mishum delav b'nei zriya ninu. They are not b'nei zriya, and therefore you can't plant in them, and that's why they would not be included. Dekanami, and similar, what's the raya? That we're talking about deep clefts made of full of water. Dektani dumya deslam gavoim, because it's comparable to the tall rocks. Just like the tall rocks you can't plant on, so too the deep pits you cannot plant in. Shma amina. Shmamina. Let's just finish up this side of it. Ihachi afilu pachas bekanami. If that's true, it's filled with water, it's lab b'nei zriya, so then even less than 10 tfachim should be excluded. So the answer is no. Hanhu nagni da'ara mikru. No, if it's smaller than 10 tfachim, it's just called like little ditches and bowls of the land. It just goes down a little bit. That's like a puddle. It's not considered something separate. Shidra the aromikru, or the spine. A shidra is a spine. A rock is called the spine of the land, but it's not called something separate. Meaning if something is a little bump in the road or a little ditch in the road, that's not called something separate. But anyway, what do we see from this whole first 15 lines of the Amud? That if you're makdish a field to the base of Mikdash, so then tall rocks and deep pits filled with water are not included.
Did you find a ride from Shabbos?
That what?
About carrying it, if you have a big rock
If you have a rock in terms of being a separate halachic rishus.
Yeah.
But again, that doesn't only go by height. For Shabbos, it has to be a certain amount of width also. It's about the width that it might be. So you're right, 10 tfach, it might be a height measurement for a separate rishus. But here, I think we're more talking about umdina. What do people mean when they're mocked or something?
But
But you're right. There it's more of their legal halachic issues about whether it's called a separate rishus or not. So here, even if it's 10, if it's 10 high, even if it's very small on top, doesn't have such an area on top, it's still considered separate. But Shabbos will not be considered separate because, you know, it might have to have a certain dimension on top. There's an interesting discussion here. It's talking about water in a pit, whether you have in mind to be maftashit or not. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Tes, where the Gemara says, what if you're maktish, I'll put it to our terms, let's say you're maktish a swimming pool, and then you fill it with water. So does the water become kadosh? What would you say? What's the issue? The issue is there, as we'll see in the Rishonim, is there a kinyan chatzer to hektish? Is there a kinyan chatzer to hektish? Which has halacha l'maaseh ramifications, the Magen Avraham. Let's see it for a minute. So the Gemara says in Basra Ayin Tes, hektish bor v'achok achnas malei mayim, if you're maktish a bor, and then you fill it with water, ash pavachanas malei zevel, or a garbage dump, and then you bring garbage there, shov pavachanas malei yonim, you maktish a bird coop, and then birds go in, Elon v'achachnas a peros, or a tree, and then it bears fruit, that might be different. In all those cases, ma'alan b'hand is mi'ila by the items, v'ein ma'alan b'mashu b'sochan, div Rebbe Yehuda. But there's no mi'ila by what's inside. Tosa's there, why? D'lo amrinan sheyikne chatzer hektish, k'mosha kona chatzer hedyot. There's no kinya chatzer when it comes to hektish. The chatzer b'shem yad is shabai v'lo motzinu yad
lehektish. We have the concept that hektish shouldn't be weaker than...
Right, so Lomatsino, right, you might say Hektish shouldn't be weaker, but this might not be a question of weaker, it might just be this concept doesn't apply to Hektish. The Kinyan Chatzer might not apply to Hektish. This comes out of the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Beis HaKnesses talks about it. Let's say you have something that's been in the shul for so long, right, and nobody's claiming it. So is it Hefker? Or do you say it belongs to the Beis, it belongs to the shul? So he discusses there whether there's a Kinyan Chatzer to a Beis HaKnesses. But that is, again, it's a important topic there that the Tosfos talks about. The Ramban there in Bava Basra says maybe there's a difference. Maybe there's only Mi'ila by something that you're Maktish Bepeh. Maybe it is Hektish. There is a Chatzer, there's a Kinyan Chatzer to Hektish. But maybe there's no Mi'ila except when it has the Kedusha when you're in a Skadish Bepeh. Which is interesting. Is there a different Kedusha achieved when something is automatically Hektish and something that you're Maktish Beferish? That's what the Ramban seems to say there. Again, that's for Mi'ila discussions add to our previous discussions. Okay, but that has to do with Maktish something that... We're talking about a case where you're maktish a field and there's water in it already. So that would be hektish. So that's by hektish. Gabe mechertznan. And by selling, though, we learned, homo l'chaveir beis kor ofer ani mocher l'cha. If you say to your friend, I'm selling you a kur of dirt. V'yishem nekam amukim asar tvachem uslam gavam asar tvachem. And there's very high rocks or very low clefts. Ain't imdad anymore. They're not measured with it. V'chaz v'kan imdad anymore. Less than it they are. V'yom marok v'bar chamo. Even if they're not filled with water, they're not included. My timer, Amr of Papa, Lavisha Ein Adam Rosa, she didn't suppose to Besada Achas, because the person doesn't want to put his money in one field, the Yiralo Kishnaim Kshalashim Mekomos. When I'm buying a field, I don't expect to have such deep ditches and tall rocks in it. Even if it's not filled with water, this is not what I expect. So you see, and therefore he could complain and say, I bought a kur's worth of a field, and you sold me less of a kur's worth of a field, because you sold me three fields. Because each one of those I look at separately. There's nothing I could do with that. I want to plant something in the entire field.
It's still his, it's just a matter of the price.
Is it still his, or do you say the whole thing is mechatos? I'm not sure, but either way, he can complain about something. So the question is, so why by mechira is it not included even if it's not full of water, while by hektish it is not included only if it is filled with water? That's the halacha, the difference between hektish and mechir. So now the question is, what about here? Hachamai. If a man says to a woman, you're married to me on condition that I have a base kur, so do you compare it to hektish or do you compare it to mechira? La hektish medamina lo, la mechir medamina lo, which do you compare it to? So we'll get to that in a second. Mistavra, so you're saying the other way. Mistavra la hektish bedamin in law. Lechor, so Herman asked, so you say kicha kicha mistafron is compared to regular lands of Mechira. I'll tell you the other way. We've had a whole list of where Kedushin is be compared to hektish. Right, we'll mention that again in a second. So the Gesh of the Gemara says, Mistavra, you should compare it to hektish, that it is included as long as it's not filled with water. To Amar Lokas, he'll say, I'm not to Rachel of Azarana Mycena, so it's a little deep. I'll go down and schlep up and dig and bring up whatever you need from this ditch. Again, this goes on the list of of comparisons between Kedushin and Hekdesh. We have this back on Dav Beis and Mabeis, where the Gemara said, Asra Kuli Alma Kehekdesh. We have this on Dav Zion, where the Gemara says, if you're trying to be marry a part of a woman, maybe the Kedusha should spread in the entire woman, just like the Kedusha spreads in an entire animal. And we also have this at the beginning of the second parak, where Rabbi Yosef Engel discussed about being Mekadesh through a Shliach, how some Rishonim said that they used to be Makdash again and make brachas again when they got back, when you did it yourself. Where does that come from? So he quoted the Gemara in the end of Mesachah Shabbos, where there's a key to be Makdash your own animal. Even if the roe, haragel etzlo, your shepherd was Makdash on Pesach, when you get it, you're Makdash it yourself. Therefore, there's a personal element by Kiddushin and by Hekdesh. This goes on that list as well. The Rashba, though, here notes a simple question. We just said here that we compare it to Hekdesh, because even if it's deep, without water, he'll say, I'll be Toreach, and therefore, she can't complain. But what do you mean? On the bottom of the previous summit, we just said the opposite. We just said, you might think that if he has place in a, he has something in another place, he could be maybe a tree, Al-Kamashlan, he can't say that. So what's the difference? So the Rashba says, no, there's a big difference. Over there, he said, Beferish, I have land in this spot. And he didn't. So if he didn't, he's Beferish going against what the tie that he made. Here he just said, I have a base karafar. So the question is the hole included? Is it not included? But so what's he? Because he's included. He didn't say a sheker. He didn't say something that's not being fulfilled. He said, this is included. So therefore, there's a difference in terms of when he's allowed to say, I'll schlep it, or when he can't say, I'll schlep it. Okay, here we go. Says the Mishnah. This is the source of all Tanaim and Shas. Says the Mishnah, Rav Meir Omer. Kol Tanai, she'eno kitanai b'negar b'nei Ruvain, eno Tanai. Any Tanai that is not like the Tanai of B'nei Gadim B'nei Ruvain, the end of Sefer Bamidbar, where Moshe Rabbeinu makes the deal with them, if you go and fight with your brothers, so then you will be able to get the Nachla on the east side of the Jordan. If you don't fight with your brothers, then you won't. So he made that Tanai. So says the Rameyer, it was a double Tanai. That's what the Rameyer is talking about in the Mishnah. Tanai Kafel. You have to say both. If this, then that. If not this, then not that. You have to say both. That's Rameir Shita, Shneamar, Vayomar Lehem, if Yavr B'negar B'nei Ruvain, Viksevim Lo Yavr Chalutzim, V'chulu. That is Rameir's issue. There's a major discussion in the Achronim, just to mention the issue, we'll get to certain Shitas soon. What is the whole reason for Tznai Kafel and the other rules and regulations of Tznaim? Is it all to have clarity? Meaning it's not clear enough with just one side. It's a clarity issue, it's a Birur issue? Or is there some formal requirement that even if you know exactly what the person means, still, this is the Chiddush HaTorah. Once you're buying into the area of Tanaim, you got to go by these rules. Even if it's not Birur, it's just these are the formal requirements of Tanaim. So that issue comes up in many, many cases throughout these sugyas, many times in the background. So that's Rav Meir Shita. You have to have a Tanai Kafel. Rav Chanina Begam Lielomer, Tzorach Adar Velomro. No! The Torah, or Moshe Rabbeinu, needed to say both Lashonos. Meaning, don't say it was extra, and therefore you learn that it has to be Tanai Kafel. He needed to say it. Why? She'omalikain, if he didn't say the second half, meaning if he just would have said, if you go five, then you'll get your Nachla. But if he didn't say the second half, Yish B'mashvash Avilaberes Kanan Lo Yinchalu, we would have thought they're not going to get any Nachla. Meaning, we know, says Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel, that if they wouldn't have fought, they would still get their portion in Eretz Canaan. We would have mistaken that. So that's why you had to say the second half, and therefore it's not extra. Therefore, you cannot learn Tanai Kafel. Okay. Rashi quotes here that not even though Rav Meir only mentions Tanai Kafel in the Mishnah, there are two other rules and regulations of Tanaim. This is called Mishpatei HaTanaim, the rules and regulations of Tanaim. Rashi quotes three altogether, and the Ritva and the Ran quote two more. So really, there are five. There are five mentioned here in the Rishonim. What are the ones that Rashi quotes? So number one, Rashi quotes Kafel. That was the first little Rashi. Kol Tanai She'eino Kafel. Then Rashi quotes the sixth to last skinny line in Rashi. V'hu Adinami, Debeinon Tanai Kodim L'maisa. You need the Tanai before the Maisa. Mi Delo Amar Tnu Lohem Im Yavru. Right? The Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, you'll get this land if you go fight. No, he says, if you go fight, you'll get this land. You have to say the Tanai first. If you say the Maisa first, then the Tanai would not have the power to be Mavata the Maisa. That's number two. There is an important shita of the Rambam about Tanai Kodim L'Maisa, which is against everyone else. Everybody else, all the other Rishonim say, what does it mean, Tanai Kodim L'Maisa? When you formulate the Tanai, you have to say the Tanai before you say the Maisa. You have to say if before then. You can't say this, right? I'm married to you if it rains tomorrow. That's not going to work. That's not a tell. You have to say, if it rains, then I'm married to you. The Rambam says, Tanai Kodim L'Maisa is not that. The Rambam says, you know what Tanakan the Maisa means? I have to make the Tanai before I do the Maisa. Before I do the Maisa. Says the Rambam Menuchas Ishas Perek Vav. Avalam Amar La Hariyam Ukudeshes Li Bedinar Zeh. V'nasan Hadinar Biyada. And I give the woman the money. And right after I give her the money, and I say, Amanas, that, right? I do the Tanai after I do the Maisa. The Hishlam Hatanai V'yamarim Tidni Lima Taim Zuz. Teim Ukudeshes V'motezni Li Lo Teim Ukudeshes Hariyat Tanai Batal. If you did the Maisa, and then you make the Tanai, says the Rambam, that's no good. So even though most, we're showing him, say Tanai Kodem LaMaisa means in formulation, the Rambam says, no, it means in practice. If you did the act first, says the Ravid, Lo Zu Aderech. You know what the Rambam's talking about? El Afilu Amar Akol Kodem LaMaisa. Even if you said everything before the Maisa, the Rambam's mashma that the formulation doesn't matter. Right, as long as you did everything before you gave the money to the woman, you could say whatever lashon you want. That's not true. Says the Ravid, say the other Rishonim. Even if you did everything before you gave the money, you have to formulate the Tanai first. That's what you have to do. Efilu Amar Akol Kodem Amaisa V'Yachar Agnazan Adinar Haray Tanai Batol Mishon Dolo Damol Tanai Benigar Rei Ruvain. Moshe Rabbeinu said the Im first. The Tur also, it quotes the Rambam, and the Tur says, what's the Rambam talking about? It's obvious. If you got married and you say Almanas, you got married already. Tough luck. It's too late. Well, you need a rule of Mishpatei Atznayim. Tanai Kodem LaMaisa. It's not a rule. That's the rule we mentioned yesterday from Nedarim Daf Pezayin. Tokte Dibur is Kedibur Dami, except by Vodazara Magadi Kedushin and Gerushin. You can't go back anyway. So it says the Torah. I don't know what the Rambam is talking about. So the Kesef Mishnah tries to defend the Rambam and says, no, maybe like we mentioned yesterday. The token of deeper is only if you want to retract your marriage. But if you want to add on to your marriage and make a tanai in your marriage, maybe you don't apply the principle that you wouldn't have token of deeper. Either way, this is a major discussion in the shita of the Rambam. Also, they relate to it that how did the by Bnei Gabbanei Ruvain, according to the Rambam, you have to have the tanai called in the Maisa. So how did the tanai happen? The tanai was formulated before the Maisa. What was the Maisa there? The Maisa was Kibush Eretz Yisrael. So when did Moshe Rabbeinu make the Tanai? You have to have the Tanai Kodem LaMaisa. Did he make the Tanai before or after? He said the Tanai, so the Achronim discuss it, whether they had to actually have the Kibush, maybe when Moshe Rabbeinu promised it, it's ready as if it's done. So the Avnei Miluim discusses how you work in the Shita of the Rambam to the original Tanai, but either way, the important point is the Rambam versus other Rishonim, how do you define the law of Tanai Kodem LaMaisa?
What do they do with all the Mishnayos?
So
all the formulations you have, where the
well, all the first. All the formulations was Amanash this. All those, right? All the Lashonas are especially Amanash that you do this. All those are right. Okay, maybe that's where the Rambam got it from. Maybe the Rambam got it from all those Mishnayos that seem to make no difference. They have to say either that's according to the second sheet in the Mishnah here, as we'll get to, or it's Lavdafka, or it's Lavdafka. So that was rule number two, Tanai Kodem LaMaisa. Rule number three, third to last skinny line in Rashi, B'shemina Nami Debeinan Hein Kodem Lalav. You need the positive before the negative. Right? So how do you define positive? How do you define positive? If you want to get divorced, so is that a good thing or a bad thing to be divorced? If it rains, then we're divorced. So it's how do you define good or bad? So it's positive. If it rains, then we're married. What if I say if it doesn't rain, then we're married? So is the hain in the Tanai part of it or in the Maisa part of it? So there's all discussions in the Rishonim here. Or the Ritva here says, not the Ritva, Tosas on the next Omud, Samach Beis Man Aleph, says that, you know what hain and lav means? The last few lines of Tosas Bishlama. Shemash anu rotzim she'te'ase chashiv hain. Whatever you want to occur is the positive. So don't even look at the language of what's the positive, what's the negative. Just what you want to occur. So again, you have to. That's the rule. You got to figure out how to apply the rule. But it has to be Hain Kodem Lav. So that's three that Rashi quotes. Tanai Kafel, Tanai Kodem LaMaisa, and Hain Kodem Lav. The Ritva quotes two others, the Ritva and the Ran. Number one is, you need Tanai Bedavar Echad Umaisa Bedavar Acher. Meaning, if you, just like in Bnei Gabbanei Reuven, if you help conquer this land, then you're going to get that land. The Tanai and the Maisa always have to be referring to different items. That's the number four. And number five says the Ritva. Number five says the Ritva. Where is the Tanai She'efshel L'chaim HaMaisa Ha'idei Shliach? You're only allowed to make a tanai by an act that you could also do through a shliach, which we've discussed in the past, the connection between tzadam and shlichus, the common denominator being bailus. Okay, that's all the mishpatei hatanoim. Then the second opinion of the Mishnah, where Rechina Gamliel said, no, it's not extra. You need to say it because you would have misunderstood what if they wouldn't have conquered. You would have thought they'd get nothing. But you wouldn't want to say that. No, it just means that they wouldn't get their peace in Eivor Hayardi. There is, again, the Machlokas Rashi and Tosas. Rashi says that the only Machlokas between the Tanaim is on Tanai Kafel. And all the other rules are agreed upon by everybody. That's Shitas Rashi here. Tosas quotes it and argues. Tosas says, you see the last five words of Tosas Kol, L'chein Yerali Depalagakulu. I think they're arguing on all of them. That's what many Rishonim say. They're not just arguing on Tanai Kafel, which is what's befeirish in the Mishnah, but they're arguing on everything. There is a big discussion, which again we alluded to in the past, maybe I'll just mention it and then we'll finish it up later, hopefully if we have time, and that is, are tznaim needed, and all, are these rules of tznaim needed in all areas of halacha? Are there any limitations? There are limitations. So if you remember back on Tosfos on Daf Memtesim Beis, we had the Rashbam quoted in Tosfos there. Memtesim Beis, Tosfos quoted the Rashbam, where the Rashbam said that you only need tznai kafel in Isurim. In Isurim, like Kiddushin and Gittin. But by Mamanus, you don't need Tanai Kafel. You don't need those rules. That was Rashbam, and Tosas argued that's impossible. Because the whole source of Mishpatei Hatznaim is Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, which is getting land, that's Mamanus. So that is Shitas Tosas. That is not only Shita of the Rashbam, that's the Shita of the Gaonim in the Rambam. Shita of the Gaonim in the Rambam. And that's also, so I mentioned last time in Hilchas Ishus. In Hilchas Ishus, Perek. I mentioned it from Ishus Perek Vav Alocha Yudalid, but it always has to be a chiddush in the base of Medrash. So I mentioned here from Hilchas Lechiyo Matana, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches. The Rambam there again says, "V'rabosai horu she'in tzorach lichbol satznai lachdim hein lalav ela b'kiddushim v'gittin bavad ve'ein l'davar zeraya." I don't agree. The Ravid there, even though he doesn't hold of them, he quotes a svara for them. Avav b'she'in raya l'davar zeichel l'davar v'tam gadol l'davar. Why? The same reason why we quoted the Ran yesterday in Nedarim. Ran and Darim said, why is there no Toka de Dibur, time limit for Chazara by Gittin and Kiddushin? Because there's a higher level of Das by marriage and divorce. People don't joke around. If people are doing it, so then we don't give Chazara time because there's a higher level of Das needed. So here too, says the Ravid, when somebody gets married, right, you only have to be called for your Tanai by Gittin and Kiddushin. That's a serious Das issue. And if somebody says, I'm only marrying you on condition that it rains tomorrow, we can assume he doesn't want to get married unless it rains. That's it. This is his das is into it. Buy something else. If he's selling something. So then, you know, people sell things even without being as serious. But Gittin and Kiddushin has a higher level of das, and that's why it might be different. But either way, that's the shita of, that's the explanation of the Ravid of the Gaonim and for the Rashbam and Tosfos. But the big shaila is you still have Tosfos as Bam Kasha. Those are Bam Kasha of, if the whole source of Mishpatei Hatznaim is Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, how can you say that it doesn't apply except by Isurim and not by Mamanus? So hopefully we'll answer that at the end, which we mentioned an answer in the past, but let's continue first, and then hopefully we'll quote Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Scheffler's answer at the end. Says the Gemara, Shaper Karmelei Rav Chanina Begamlil Rabbi Meir. Doesn't Rabbi Chanina have a good taina? What did Rabbi Meir say? Rabbi Meir says, from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you don't go in, so then you're not going to get your land, so that's an extra line, so that's the you know that you have to have a Tanai Kafel. So says the Gemara. So isn't that, and Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says, no, it's not extra, because you would have misunderstood the whole Tanai if you wouldn't have said the second half. So isn't the whole thing, doesn't he have a good Tanai, no? So I'm the Chari Meir, no. If you're saying it's not coming to teach me Tanai Kafel, lichtov im lo yavr v'noch subasachachem. You should stop there. You should say, and if you don't pass, then you will get v'nochazu, and you will get an inheritance amongst Klal Yisrael. Be'eretz Kena'an lamali. Why do you have to have that extra phrase of Be'eretz Kena'an? Shmami no, Tanai Kafel u'ta'asa. So that those extra two words is what teaches me Tanai Kafel.
So what we're saying here is that if they don't come to help,
we're gonna get to more details of what you're about to ask in a minute. About what they would have gotten without it.
And
What was going to happen? Let's see right now. So Rav Meir says that really those last two words are extra to teach me Tanai Kafel. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, no. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, they're not extra. Elo kazav rachmana be'eretz Kanan. Eretz Kanan is needed also. And again, once he says nothing is extra, then he will say there's no source for Tanai Kafel. You don't have to double things. So he says it's not extra, because if it wouldn't have said Eretz Kanan, I again would have misunderstood. Hava Amina, I would have thought that if you go into Eretz Yisrael and help them fight, then you're going to get this whole east side of the Jordan split up amongst the three of you. If not, if it would have just have an ochzu b'sochachem, you know what? How I would have interpreted that? Hav amina v'nochazu b'sochachem be'eretz Gilad. I would have thought that you're going to get a portion on the east side, meaning 1/12. All the Shvatim are going to split up what's on Eber HaYarden. And you're going to get a portion of it, and you're going to get nothing in Eretz Canaan. Although Eretz Canaan klalo, that's what I would have thought without those last two words of Eretz Canaan. So they're not extra. So Rameir says back, what do you mean? B'sochachem, kol hechadistuchu mashma. Rameir says, why would you have thought that? It would have just said B'sochachem. Why would you have thought that only meant on the east side? You would have thought that you would have gotten the regular portion of Eretz Canaan. So again, the machlok, the lemaisa, it's a machlokas. What would you have thought without those two extra words? Rav Meir says those two extra words are extra, and therefore you can learn tonight kafa from them. And Abuzar and Rav Chanina ben Gamliel says they're not. Tanya, Amr Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, Mashal Amad Rav Domer. Rav Chanina gives a mashal. What is it compared to? Moshe Rabbeinu's tnaim with Klal Yisrael. What is it compared to? Adam Shaiy Machalik Lechazal Laban. If somebody is giving property all to his sons. Omar, Ploni be your son of Plonis. My son Reuven will get the property on First Street. Ploni Shibni your son of Plonis, and my son Shimon will get the property on Second Street. Ploni Bini Yitem Adayim Zuz be your son of Plonis, and my son Levi, if he gives $200, so then he will get the property on Third Street. Meaning the Imlo Yitain Yershem Echav B'Shar Nachasim, and he doesn't give, he'll just get property with his brothers. Meaning, so too Moshe Rabbeinu said, if they fight, so then they will get their unique portion, and if not, then they'll just get property b'shar nachasim with the rest. Mi garam lo lira shemecha b'shar nachasim. What allowed in the mashal? What allowed this third brother to get anything with if he doesn't fulfill his tanai? Kfelo garam lo the extra lashon. Meaning, if the father wouldn't have said anything, if the father would have just said, Reuven gets this, and Shimon gets this, and Levi, if you give this, then you're going to get that. What would we have thought? If you don't give it, you get nothing. So that last phrase really is giving him something. It's not extra. So too, says Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, so too here. The last phrase is important, and therefore it's not extra. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. It's not an exact parallel. The mashal that he gave with the son paying is not an exact parallel to the case of Moshe and Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. Why? Hasam Ktani, in our Mishnah it says, what would we have thought without the last line? Yesh b'mashba shafilu eretz kenan lo yinchalu. Right? We would have thought, according to Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, that you'd get nothing without the last line. Alma kfeilu eretz gilad namimani. The last line gives you nachla anywhere, even in eretz gilad. But in the mashal, migarim lo li rashim echa b'shar nachasim. What's his lashon in the mashal? What causes him to get a portion even in the other fields? Kfeilo garim lo, the last line. Alma meaning what? Kfeilo l'shar nachasim utukamahani. The last line helps him get property in the first two fields that was supposed to go exclusively to the brothers, but he would have gotten a portion in his own field, in that third field, imanashach, no matter what. So it's not an exact parallel. So what does he mean that that's a mashal? So lokasha, last line, ha mekami de neimalei Rabbi Meir ben Ochzu, ha lebasa de neimalei Rabbi Meir ben Ochzu. This is before, the Mishnah is before Rabbi Meir came back with the claim of Vinochazu. What does Vinochazu mean? It means that, I don't mean the whole pasuk is extra, I just mean the last two words are extra. And this is after Rabbi Meir had said that. In other words, Rabbi Meir says, I think the last line is extra. So, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says, what, it's extra? If that last line wouldn't have been written, then we would have thought they don't get anything. So then, that's the Mishnah. Then Rabbi Meir says, no, you misunderstood me. But the last two words in that pasuk are extra. Eretz Canaan, those two words are extra. So Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel then comes along and says, no, even those two are not extra, because even without those two words, I would have misunderstood, because they would have only given them a portion in Eretz Gilad, and not in Eretz Canaan. So it's just two different stages of the machlokas between them, period.
If Yisachar didn't want to fight, they could have sat on the sideline, but everyone else fight and then still get a...
If Yisachar didn't want to fight... Yeah, I mean, it has to do with... There's a lot of like questions, some of them are farshim asked. Like, it was all siyata, they were all supposed to get portions. Well, was there really going to be a shevet? Right? Didn't Yaakov Avinu already give brachas? Right? Wasn't everybody supposed to get a certain portion? And let's say... Right, but you're right, but none of the other shvatim, you know, said they wanted something different, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to make a deal with them. All the other shvatim were going... Look, the different times, you know, some Shvatim came out more than others. Look at the beginning of Sefer Shoftim. Some Shvatim fought more than others, right? In the Shiras Dvorah, she praises some Shvatim, and she berates other Shvatim. But you're right, but only Reuven, Gad, and Menashe had a specific deal with them because they wanted on the east side. They wanted on the east side.
It's probably let the door open for all the future disharmony.
Well, the question is, Eber HaYarden, does it have any Kedusha or not? Does it have semi-Kedusha? Did it have Kedusha beforehand, or does it only have Kedusha because now the Shvatim are there? Which came first? That's also an interesting question, with the level of Kedusha in Eber HaYarden. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Bishlama. Bishlama, Rabbi Meir, fine, according to Rabbi Meir. Now we'll ask a couple of tsunami in the Torah. We're assuming HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has to use Mishpatei HaTznayim. Right, sometimes you ask, the Avos kept the Torah before it was given? You could also ask, Hashem keeps the Torah? Right, so we assume that Hashem wrote the Torah in a way to teach us halacha, also. So that Hashem says, Im teitiv seis, he says to Kayin, if you do better, then fine, I will bear your sin. Vim lo teitiv, and if you don't do better, lepezach hadas roveitz, the sin's always going to be there. So you see the double lashon. El rechanina lamali, because of rechanina, you don't need tzai kafel, so why did Hashem have to double the lashon? So sakana de chamina, no, because you would have thought, again, misunderstood. Im teitiv agra, you would have thought that if he does good, then he'll get reward. Im lo teitiv, and if he doesn't, lo agra vlodina, then neutral. Kamash Malan is not neutral. If you don't do good, you're getting punished. Next, Bishlam, Rebbe Meir, Hayin Dosiv. Let's continue a little bit in Sefer Breishis. According to Rebbe Meir, the story by Elazar and getting Rivka as a wife. Hayin Dosiv, Asti Nakame Elasi, you will be free from my Allah. Allah, Rebbe Chanina Begamliel, Lamali. Again, why do you have to say the double lashon there? That if you know, if you don't get to bring the wife, then don't worry about it. So it's Sakana the Chamina, Hecha de Nichal Ladi Davlo Nichal Ladi too. I might have thought that if Rivka wants to come, but her family does not want to send her, Maisi Balkar Chayu, you bring her by force. Kamash Balan, that's the Chiddush, you don't have to bring her by force. Meaning, if they don't want to send her, then you already put her from my Shvua. Right? Tinaka Me'alasi. That's what that second phrase is teaching me. Imlo Tobe Ha'isha Lamali. So what about that phrase? If the woman doesn't want, so the opposite. Itzrich. You need it. Sakada Chamine Hekadinichaluhulide too. What if the family wants to send her? Lo Nichaluhulide, but she doesn't want to come. Naisi Balkarcha. Again, you might think you can bring her Balkarcha. Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, you don't. Period. There is a big discussion. There's a Shita of the She'iltos. Rabbi Yosef Engel here quotes that a Shliach doesn't need Tanai Kafel. A shliach doesn't need tnai kafel. V'chibina tnai kafel to kayov gel leishto v'kamasni bahada avo kamasni shliach lo bina tnai kafel. Shliach to one man adi tnai kafel. Because why? Because whatever tnayim the mishaleach said, that's it. He decides. A shliach, whatever the shliach says, he can't make anything up by himself. So whatever the mishaleach says, so they relate that discussion to here, because here we're talking about a shliach. We're talking about Elazar, we're talking about the people aren't involved, but the Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Gilyon Yashas discusses that point. Two more lines. Again, Hashem says, if you go in my ways, if you don't go in my ways, you have to say both according to Rabbi Meir, because it's Tanai Kafel. Itzrich. You need it, even according to him. Again, you would have thought it's neutral. The answer is no. It's a either bracha or klala. It's either or. It's not one or the other. I'll start with the thought from Rav Shechter again tomorrow, but just to allude those who can't wait, you know, the point of that I, how could you not have it by Dine Mamanis? That's the whole source. The point is, getting Eretz Yisrael is not just pure Dine Mamanis. There's two Kedushas. There's the Dine Mamanis Nachla that Bnei Yisrael got, and there's a Kedusha Nachla that everyone got, every one of the Shvatim, and Rav Hashem will start with that, Rav Hashem, tomorrow, talking about the two Kedushas of Yerushalayim. Rav Hashem will start with that. And then, Rav Hashem, tomorrow, we continue with a little more on Tanayim, and then we get to more Geirus. One of the big sugyas on Geirus. Rav Hashem comes out tomorrow in the next daf, a lot of Geirus sugyas. Bezin for Geirus, Bezin for Geirus at night, and the Dover Shlomo Olam, a lot of Shas sugyas coming up. Okay.